You know, the interesting thing is like how the message of Our Lady of Cobejo is very similar to Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our last day of the Novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. This is day 9, and you made it. You should get a medal or something. So thank you for putting up with Janelle and I day after day after day. Here we are in day 9. It's been a privilege to be able to serve you on this day. Janelle?
Yes, we want to say thank you to everybody who's participated just by simply watching these videos and praying the rosary of Our Lady of Sorrows, and also for all the people who commented and, you know, just participated in both the Facebook group or the YouTube, in the YouTube comments.
Yeah. This novena has been a little bit more challenging for Janelle and I to do, just in terms of our personal lives. We did this at the last minute in terms of prepping, so we've been just trying to keep up with the videos to keep up with you. It's been really hard, actually, and but we're very grateful. Sometimes when it's difficult, there's great graces, and it has been it's a humbling thing, don't you think, to be able to sit in our basement like this and to be able to serve you.
I agree.
We're very grateful for you and your time. So thank you that you've given us your attention and that you've responded with prayer. If you've been blessed by our videos, we'd invite you to do something really special. We'd invite you to become part of our Patreon team. Our Patreon team is people who support us on a monthly basis that allow us to keep these videos going on a regular basis. And really, our Patreon team covers the hours that go into trying to keep these videos going out. And so thank you to our Patreon team. And if you've been blessed by these videos and would like to partner with us, we'd be very grateful. We want to continue to spread this message, the good news of Jesus Christ and the fullness of the truth to a hurting world. But we can't do that on our own, and we need help. And so we are counting on you, our viewer, the one who's participating, to help us in that. So we will put a link to that opportunity in the description and also at the end of the video. Mm-hmm. So thanks for the consideration. Today is day 9. What are we going to talk about?
We're actually going to talk about Our Lady of Cobejo.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited to hear a little bit more about.
Now, you were commenting at the beginning before we turned the cameras on.
Yes. Okay. What I find so interesting about her message is that she really echoes what she spoke, Our Lady spoke at Lourdes, at Fatima. Basically, the main messages are repent, pray the rosary, do penance. Mm-hmm. And again, with Our Lady of Cobejo, this is exactly what she's saying.
So when we proclaim the kingdom of God and it doesn't include a message of repentance, are we really proclaiming? Mm. I sometimes a little cynical, and I try not to let my cynical side come out on these videos, but when you look at the state of the church, you often don't hear messages of turn from sin. Mm. We overplay the card, I think, on mercy. Mercy is great, but mercy is available to those who turn from sin. I want to say to you, I consider myself a sinner. I'm trying, and I go to God's mercy. I try continuously. Now, I don't do it perfectly. I'm an imperfect man. I'm an imperfect husband. Just ask my wife. She'll verify. I need God's mercy. We all do, and the world does. But mercy is only for those who want it. That's the way God works. And so Mary comes to these certain places, shows up with the same message again and again and again. Why is she so repetitive about repentance and sacrifice and turning from sin? Probably because we don't get it and we're not doing it. Mm-hmm. Had we been getting it and had we been doing it, she probably would stop coming, but Our Lady is coming. Now, these are approved apparitions. So is Our Lady of Cobejo that happened in Rwanda in 1982, 1983. Those are the messages. There's stuff that was happening after that, but that period of time is the official approved time. Something significant happened on what day?
August 15th, 1982.
The Seers reported that if Rwanda did not change, there would be rivers of blood. What happened? 12 years later, the Rwandan genocide, where 77% of the Tutsi population was killed. That's about 800,000 people. Rivers of blood. I mean, when we state these statistics, they're just facts, but we can't even comprehend unless we were there. Our Lady prophesied this would happen. It's a special, special message for the church. Here is one message just to put your mind on today.
May 31st, 1982. What I ask of you is repentance. If you recite this chaplet while meditating on it, you will then have the strength to repent. Today, many people do not know anymore how to ask forgiveness. They nail again the Son of God on the cross. So I wanted to come and recall it to you, especially here in Rwanda, for here I have still found humble people who are not attached to wealth nor money.
So what stands out to you, Janelle, in that?
That we don't know how to ask for forgiveness. We need the strength to repent. I don't know.
Have you ever found yourself wondering, how do I repent and where do I find that strength? Our Lady of Cobejo gives us the answer. When she speaks of the chaplet, she's speaking of the chaplet of the Seven Sorrows of Mary, which we have been speaking about every single day on this novena. So you're gaining for yourself the grace of repentance. Because we must remember, when Jesus went through his passion, who caused his passion? Well, the catechism is quite clear. We all played a part in the passion of Jesus. So then, we also all played a part in the sorrow of Mary. These facts should move us to repentance, to realize this, that all the sorrows of Mary she would have gone through, and all the passion and suffering of Jesus he would have gone through, even if you had been the only person in the entire world. This should move us then to a repentance and sorrow for our sin. By regularly placing our mind upon the passion of Jesus, which we can do in a variety of ways, like the Stations of the Cross, I'll link right up there if you want that one, or the chaplet, link there, we can gain this grace. Not only can we gain this grace for ourselves, but then we can say these prayers, the chaplet, the rosary, for the conversion of the world. Mm-hmm. What's really the message of Our Lady of Sorrows? I think we just got to turn from sin and trust in God's love and mercy for us. That's it. And so here's just a poke in your heart. I know you're faithful. You've been watching these videos, but is there an area of your life that needs to change? Don't delay. Go to confession, say the rosary, say the chaplet. Mm-hmm. Our life is too short to get caught up in the temporary affairs of the world. We have to act, and we have to act now. This is the message of Our Lady. We don't know how long we're going to live. Mm-hmm. And if we are blessed with a long life, let's make the most use out of it by seeking God, honoring him, winning souls for Christ. This is why we're doing this, to help people love Jesus and then turn from sin, saving souls. And you're part of this. Thank you. So let's pray that chaplet and seek Our Lady's intercession. Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.